This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. Thanks for staying with us. In about 30 minutes, the question of is higher inflation on the horizon is on the cards. We'll be talking to Katrina L., the senior APAC economist at Moody's Analytics on that front. But in the meantime, let's talk about the digitalization of retail. But in the meantime, we've also got a poll on the Twitter asking listeners, are you buying less online as retail shops have opened up? There's four options. Yes, prefer physical shop. No, prefer e-commerce. C, same as before. And D, not sure. Now, on to the whole retail landscape.
Yeah, so according to a report by the Malaysian Insight, retail sector players are more pessimistic about the future of e-commerce, as traditional retailers who began online platforms during the pandemic will most likely return their focus to enhancing their physical stores. Now, Malaysia Retail Chain Association Deputy President Liu Bin told the Malaysian Insight that online sales are typically insufficient to cover a retailer's operations cost. Liu, however, did add that some would likely retain their online platforms as another revenue stream. But as cases continue to climb and fears of a fourth wave set in, how will this weigh on the retail sector recovery moving forward?
Well, joining us to give us a view on this is Tan Hai Sin, the Managing Director of Retail Group Malaysia. Good morning, Hai Sin. Now, it's been over a little over a month since we last spoke, and cases have doubled since then. Looks like there's an upward trend. Has this affected retail on the ground sentiment?
Shopping traffic had recovered since MCO ended on 5th March this year. However, during the last 1 week or so, shopping traffic starts to drop again. The highly daily positive cases of more than 2,000 for about 2 weeks have affected shopping traffic in shopping malls and commercial centres. We have witnessed lower shopping traffic in major shopping malls in Klang Valley. Despite the Hari Raya festival, consumers try not to go out as often as during the period in March. We have also witnessed drop in visitor in major commercial centres in Klang Valley. For example, Bandar Street Petaling in Kuala Lumpur had about 10 shops with reported positive cases in the past. This has affected shopping traffic during peak hours, including weekends.
But is it the same throughout all subsectors? Are there any subsectors that stand out to you?
So far, all retail subsectors have been affected. However, some retail remain popular among Malaysian consumers. They remain popular whenever stores have been allowed to open for walk-in customers. Examples include Uniqlo, JD Sports, Louis Vuitton, Gucci, Chanel. We always witness long queues in front of their store during busy shopping hours. Brand new foreign retailers attract crowds during this period as well. Examples include Don Don Donki from Japan, their first store is located in Lot 10, Seoul from South Korea, their first store located in Centerpoint Bandar Utama, Taco Bell from United States, their first store located in Cyberjaya, and Arabica from Japan, their first store located in Pavilion KL. Many Malaysians have to queue up for 1 hour or more to enter these shops.
Will the shift online to e-commerce platforms grow to eventually replace traditional stores or malls and overtake the physical experience?
Despite the rapid expansion of online businesses during this COVID-19 pandemic, it has proven again that Malaysians still want to visit physical store for shopping, dining and entertainment. Each time a lockdown was lifted, Malaysians rushed back to shops in great numbers. Nevertheless, this COVID-19 has forced many retailers to pay attention to online shopping platforms. After the first MCO was lifted in 2020, they have invested more effort and money in this technology. Online shopping has become another major channel of distribution of retail goods and services in Malaysia. Retailing today is omni-channel. Traditional retailers cannot rely solely on physical store to grow. They need to provide multiple channels to reach out to modern consumers. Even online retailers are doing so. The future of retail in this world must offer multiple channels of distribution. A retailer needs to offer both physical store and online store. Consumer can buy goods and services in multiple ways.
What about retailers going on to give the online experience themselves? How adept are retailers at going online and selling their own goods by themselves?
Since the first MCO in March 2020, many Malaysian and companies started using various online platforms and social media platforms to sell their products and services. This pure-play retail market is highly competitive. is very low in cost to set up and is low in cost to promote your product and services. So many join in without an experience. Some succeeded, but many fail. We believe majority of pure play retailers may disappear by next year due to low return. Many of these sellers have not been able to generate enough sales to sustain their living as compared to their fixed income job. Many may generate enough sales, but with low profit margin. They will just give up after a while. This is a similar situation for retailer physical store. Historical data always show that 80% of new retail businesses do not survive beyond 3 years. This happens in Malaysia and it is the same around the world.
And Haisin, what we do know is that travel restrictions are going to continue. And given the current spike in cases, clearly there will be a reduction in the movement of consumers. How might this then affect the retail sector moving forward, or the industry overall, by the way?
Interstate travel ban will only affect certain type of businesses. For business, retail business that depends on tourists, they will be affected. They include shopping centers located in Johor Bahru and Malacca. Many of these shopping centers had been dependent on Singaporeans. The border had been closed for more than a year. Central Market and Chinatown in Kuala Lumpur have also been affected severely due to lack of foreign tourists for the last 1 year. Foreign tourist spending account for not more than 10% of total retail market. Thus, the lack of foreign tourists does not have significant impact on the overall retail market.
Should travel restrictions continue, and given the current spike in cases, a possible reduction in movement of consumers, right? The government has also extended the interstate travel ban to May 17th, making it the second year straight that many won't be able to visit their hometown or travel for the holidays. What's your insight to how this will affect retailers? What have they learned from the past year?
With travel ban expected to stay throughout this Hari Raya festival, shopping mall located in Bukit Bintang and KLCC shopping district will be affected. The main reason is many of the shopping malls in Kuala Lumpur city centre rely on tourists for about 15 to 20% of their retail sales. Since the second MCO started in January 2021, Malaysians from all parts of Malaysia are not able to visit the high-quality malls in Kuala Lumpur that are not found in their hometowns. With interstate travel ban, retail business located in Genting Highland and Cameron Highland will not recover due to lack of domestic tourists from Klang Valley.
That was Tan Haisin, Managing Director of Retail Group Malaysia. Now, it's interesting that the retail players are seeing that e-commerce is not going to be the bee's knees as they think it is. Right? So that the poll that we're running on Twitter right now, asking Malaysians whether they are buying less online, buy more online or whatever, so far about 52 million people have replied, and about half of them, right, 26 million, say they prefer e-commerce, which is interesting. I'm not sure whether that's a reflection of the demographics that listen to BFM or whether that's more indicative of the general population.
I think everyone recognizes that the need to go omni-channel. The question is, what is the pathway to get there? We've seen many offline or retail physical go online. I'm very keen to see how the online existing move to the retail concept. So someone like Fashion Valet, they've always been selling online.
Well, they have pop-up
basically
stores
have
now,
built
right?
Pop-up stores. So I think everybody is converging towards that omni-channel. It's just the pathway you get towards there.
I think you have to, because you have to appeal to all your consumers, and there's a wide range of them. Some who still want the physical experience, some who want the combination, and some who actually at the end of the day, you know, just still like to do online. So I think retailers want to cast their nets wide, and if anything COVID-19 has taught them is that you need to offer choices to people, because you can't, if really there is another, you know, suddenly people can move, you know, decide that they're not going to leave their homes, you still need to do your business. People still want to shop. That option still has to be available.
Absolutely. The question is format.
Okay, up next we're going to have a discussion on capital gains tax in America with Ned Davis Research. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.